Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How you
Love
doing?
Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What's this nonsense?
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty, and can't possibly be beat.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, how you doing? You got LawlessRadio.com, Lawless Radio. Well, first of all, I want to send a shout-out to the chairman, T.L. Cordes, Thomas Lewis. This is Lawless Radio you listen to on the show with Johnny Westmo's Zone Coverage and my lovely co-host, Nikki Harvey. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, we got some very interesting topics. The first one is going to be about relationships, and then we're going to switch it over and talk about racism. When we talk about the racism, something that happened in Chicago at Brother Wright School, a lot of people don't know about it because they just made it public, and it's something happened in January the 30th, and all of a sudden, all the news people, they hid it until they can't hide it no more. So we're going to definitely talk about that. That's going to, oh, my God, it's going to be, you'll hear about it shortly, but we're going to, we can't do nothing without prayer first, you know. We definitely have to pray about everything we do. Put God first, and then we'll proceed with the program. So whatever you're doing, stop and bow your heads. It's only going to take a minute. You can go your separate ways when we get finished. Most gracious Lord, we come humble to you right now just to say thank you for another day, Lord. We ask that you put the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit and cleanse us from all of our sins we've done wrong in our life. We ask that you plead your spirit and your precious blood among our rooftops and our children, immediate family and our friends and our neighbors, even the ones that don't like us, on the job, and everybody, Lord. We ask that you just bless us, Lord, and just direct our path and show us which way to go. Lord, we can't do nothing without you, Lord. Let us not worry about tomorrow or yesterday, Lord. It's a different day with different potentials and possibilities, Lord. Bless our children. Save our children. Let them be obedient to the people with authority. Let them understand what the word authority means and let them not abuse it. And let us be there for our children, Lord Jesus, the men, the women. Let's take care of our children. Let's take care of our babies. Lord, we ask that you be merciful to us as sinners. We definitely believe you died for us and that your precious blood will cleanse us from all of our sins. By faith, we now receive you, Lord Jesus Christ, into our as our personal Lord and our Savior. We trust you with the salvation of our soul. So, Lord, please help us to do your will each day. We're going to stay on one accord. Amen. All right, Nikki, we're going to talk about relationships right now. We're going to talk about same-sex marriage. And, you know, Nikki, they study passing different kinds of bills to accommodate same-sex marriage. You know, I'm not the type of person that passes judgment, but the only thing make you right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. So we definitely want to stay prayed up. And the people that surround us, you know, that's going through those, I call it a trial and tribulation, we all have some in our family that might be on the other side of the fence. And we just got to pray for those people because it's some type of demonic lust demon, you know. And I was walking through my neighborhood. I seen two young people the other day hugged up, no more than 16 and 17 years old. And they was African-American, you know, and it disturbed me because they don't know what love is. You think that's his lover? How could he probably think that's his lover? They don't know what love is. They don't even probably ain't even never tried to date a woman or talk to a woman to give himself an opportunity to even see what it's like. So I think they seen that somewhere or somebody told them the grass is green. I don't know what it is. Nikki, what do you think about that?
Right now, I have no comment. I am reserving my comment for a little later because it's still mulling over in my head.
Well, Nikki, I tell you what, it ain't so much just same-sex marriage. It's about relationships, period. What's wrong with these relationships? I'm so sick and tired, Nikki, of hearing people talking about they've been involved for 10 years and they ain't married and they broke up and feel they wasted 10 years of their life. Then you got ones just, how could we be so content? I mean, that's disturbing. I hear it all the time where people say, even guys, women. How long you been a soldier? Man, you been with her for a minute, I told one of my homies. Man, you been with her for a minute. You ain't married? No, man. I ain't married, man. You going to get married? Well, I don't know, man. I mean, come on now. 10 years? I mean, if you can't marry this woman, I told him, if you can't marry this woman, first of all, 2.5 years, you should be considering getting married. At least give an engagement ring that 3rd year. That 4th year, you ain't no excuse. Unless there's some type of financial difficulties. And if that's the case, you stick together, you know, and work that thing out. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in these type of relationships, and some of them, I done heard stories where they say, well, they go back to their exes because it's convenient. Well, I know him, and so-and-so did me wrong, so at least I know my ex. I know he a jerk, but I'm going to deal with him because the other guy a jerk, too. At least I know the jerk for 10 years as opposed to a new jerk. So they like the old jerk instead of the new jerk. To me, a jerk is a jerk. So my thing is, ladies and gentlemen, if you have one of voice your opinion on this, you got Lawless Radio on the show with Johnny Westmoe and Nikki Harvey. My co-host, Nikki Harvey. The number is 646-478-5209. Don't be scared. Call your friend. Call your neighbor. Call somebody. Call in. We want to hear your opinion, too, because your opinion counts just as well as us talking on the app. So like I'm saying, what's wrong with our relationship? Even, I mean, me personally, I would be ashamed of myself to sit up here and be in a relationship anything past 5 years and my wife or my significant other don't even have a ring. I mean, what are we doing? We wasting time. Don't you know time is moving so fast? It's already February the 12th. Can you believe exactly 29 days daylight saving time goes up? It's 5:25 now in Chicago, and 29 days, we're going to add another hour to daylight saving time. Plus, when they move the time up, that's 2 hours. It'll be getting dark at 7:30. Can you believe winter is gone already? And we out here being foolish? We taking time for granted? We taking conversation for granted? We taking bondmanship for granted? We taking everything under the sun for granted? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, we got to wake up. Let's wake up and do the right thing, whether it's a relationship with your friends. I mean, how many of us have a solid relationship with friends? How many of us even have friends? And friends is somebody you can cry with, laugh with, joke with, have discussions with that can accept constructive criticism, and they still love you after you done told them off. That's a friend. Not a thousand associates. You tell them something, it's okay as long as you're down. But the moment you try to get up, they're going to turn their back and pray against you. Oh, yeah, we got a lot of them out there. If the road ain't haters, it's beyond haters. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's stay prayed up. Let's help somebody. We got one accord, and that's to serve God. You can call them Yahweh, Jehovah, Jesus, Elohim, whatever you want to call them. I tell you what, at the end of the day, we all here to serve God. One purpose. We need to get on one accord and do it. This is the time for us. We are God's chosen people. Ain't no blue-eyed people over there in Egypt, close to the sun. We need to keep it 100. Jesus had a hair like wool. He had feet of furnace. Come on now. That's a man of color. We need to understand that we are responsible for our own actions. If we stick together, we are power in numbers. And we can accomplish anything and have anything we want if we stick together. God has given us the ability right now in this season, 2012, to flourish and prosper. This is our time. I'm going to tell y'all this. If we don't prosper right now, before 2012 is over, guess what? I'm not pouring no drink. It probably won't happen again. It ain't going to happen no more. You can look beyond New Year's and talk about, my New Year's resolution is to do this. Anybody got a New Year's resolution is a doggone fool. You're supposed to practice what you preach and practice in your perfection prior November, October, before the New Year's even roll in. Why do you want to wait till New Year's Eve, New Year's Day? Oh, I ain't taking no stuff. I'm going to delete numbers. Oh, so-and-so, I'm going to cut them out. If you ain't cut them out 2 and 3 years ago, what you cutting them out now for? They probably the same person as they was 5 and 10 years ago. But all of a sudden, you're on your high horse and want to get on a New Year's resolution. Well, guess what? If you're on a New Year's resolution, you need to be resurrected from the dead. I said it. Johnny Westmoreland said it. You don't like it, call in. 646-478-5209. That's 646 478-5209. So all y'all out there in the most corrupt relationships, you need to call in. Talk about it. Don't be shy. If you're getting beat up verbally, you're getting beat up physically, and you're still in it, you don't know how to get out of it, call me. I ain't never did no beat. I'm not a woman beater, none of that. But I tell you what, I know people that went through it, and I was there to console me and gave them some good lecture and some good advice, and they thank me today on it. You don't fight fire with fire. This is high spirits, dangerous spirits. Dangerous spirits we fight against. Principalities. So I ask you all, encourage you all, if you're going through an abusive relationship, whether it's verbally with your co-workers, your brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Prayer changes conditions. It most definitely changes conditions. We have to stay steadfast and do the right thing and have common sense. Common sense, though, if you're getting your butt whooped and you're getting jumped on, you know to get out of there. But see, it's always an idiot going to show you. He's going to show you in the beginning that he's an idiot. Now, women be getting beat up, and they say, well, I didn't know he was like that. You're a cotton-picking lie. You're just trying to justify because you thought you got a little bit of the nookie in the physical activity. You thought the sex was so great, and you stuck on stupid waiting on dumb to come, and you thought the sex was all in. You don't want to lose the sex. But let me tell you something. You better check your spirituality realm and find out what's going on, because the only thing going to make a relationship work as a friendship is y'all on the same equally yoke about God, because dark has nothing in common with light. Light will expose darkness all the time, and there will always be a power of conflict and controversy. So therefore, stay on the same accord. If you dating a man, he ain't got God in his life, guess what? You knew it. When you met him, you know it's going to be turmoil. These 5 years later, he still ain't got God. You know you want to get out of it. Well, idiot, you shouldn't have got in the first place.
Okay, now I got to have some faith. Now I've got to speak. First of all, I understand what you're saying, but I do want to just correct a few of the statements that you've made. As you all may know, Nikki has a domestic violence and sexual assault advocacy agency, and there is something called the cycle of violence, which is really true. Women are taught to be nurturers when men are not taught to be nurturers. Men are not taught by their parents to be nurturers. Men are not taught to cry or have feelings or feel, you know, what's going on in themselves, especially African-American men. Inside African-American households, if a young man cries or if he's in touch with his feelings, he's instantly considered gay. So they don't teach young men to be affectionate or to be nurturing because they feel that makes him soft. However, inside the cycle of violence, when things like that happen, women are taught to be nurturers. So if you're not the person that they met in the beginning, most offenders are predators. And they know how to prey on people. They show you the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So a lot of times, 90% of the time in relationships, women don't see the ignorant person that they are until they're in the relationship. The difference is a man could cheat on a woman and she'll forgive you. Am I right or wrong, Johnny?
That's correct.
But if a man cheats on a woman, you guys are not going to forgive her. It takes a long time. You may forgive her or you may not. A lot of times you guys are through with them because you are not taught to be nurturers. Women are taught to forgive. So a lot of times they want to forgive that man and they want to fix him. You know, this is Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, I can fix him. It's like a drug with women. You know, when a person gets high, they're constantly looking for that first high. That's why they continue to get high. With a woman, she's looking for the person that she originally fell in love with, not the idiot that she has living in her home now. So I said that to explain that cycle of violence and know that there's a honeymoon phase and there's a phase when you're repairing. And most of the time when men hit, they become extensively sorry. You know, I'm sorry, it was work, it was this, I'll never do it again. They become so apologetic, they want to fix the situation. Watch What's Love Got to Do with It and see how Ike treated Tina and how when Ike was going through all those things, he was sorry. He went and bought Tina gifts and he wanted to make it better. And she was looking for somebody to love her, but nevertheless, she kept opening the door to this idiot who could have actually taken her life. A lot of people don't know, but over 3,000 women per year are killed, and the murder is domestic violence. So it's not that they're stupid waiting on dumb to come along. No, that's not it. Dumb is already there in him, in the offender, the person who was there. He made the choice to be dumb. She's actually extending her niceness and her nurturingness to try to help him. However, he still ain't got it yet.
Wow, Nikki, that's quite knowledge and good, sweet music to my ears. Well, we're going to pay some bills right now. We're going to bring on a nice little song for you guys. We'll be right back as we pause briefly for station identification. Come on, Nick. Yes, you back on the show with Johnny Westmoreland. You on the show with Johnny Westmoreland, Zone Courage, and my co-host, Nikki Harvey, as we were talking about relationships. First of all, I want to send a prayer out to Whitney Houston. Her and her her children, it's always a tragedy when anybody just dies. Especially, I mean, she was a great singer. I had an opportunity to meet her back in 2001 at the convention center in Baltimore, Maryland. Actually, that was my second speaking engagement. And for a lot of children, I've done that for a program before. She was going through a lot of different changes in life. And she closed out saying the greatest love of all, let the children be our future. And it brought tears to my eyes that she on the stage with me. So my condolences definitely go out to her and her children. And it's just hard, you know. Celebrities are celebrities, but we all got to cross that path. We all have a gift. It's just up to us how we use our gift. Some can sing. Some can't sing. Like me, I can't sing. I couldn't sing my way out of a paper bag. But I play sports. I can act. You know, I can speak. I got the gift to gab. So, you know, everybody entitled to their own gift that God gave. It's up to you to find out what that gift is and not hate on the next person, but ask God, what is that gift, and use that gift. So once again, our condolences goes out to Whitney Houston, the entire Houston family. And I'm so sick of, nigga, that people blaming Bobby Brown for this woman's death. I don't know what to do. Bobby Brown, ladies and gentlemen, has nothing to do with this woman's death. We make decisions in life. If somebody puts some dope up in the front of my face, it's up to me to take that dope. If I'm gonna take that dope, that means, hey, that was my choice I made. If nobody put no gun to your head and say you better take it, then that's different. But just to influence you, if you weaken influence, guess what? Unfortunately, it was like that. But you cannot blame Bobby Brown for what happened. A lot of people is blaming Bobby Brown. Oh, he messed her life up. If it hadn't been for him introducing her to the famous instrument of drugs, she would have been like, let me tell you something. Just because he was doing drugs or whatever, he introduced her. She got senses. She didn't have to do that. I don't care what nobody say. People try to introduce me to alcohol and marijuana back in the day. And I sold more weed than anybody you can name on the West Side for 4 years. I would never smoke a joint in my life and don't even know how to roll a joint. So you don't have to do that. We are responsible. Our actions, and there's a consequence.
I think the people who are saying that need to research a little bit more, and they need to look into some of the things that Whitney has said and some of the things that Bobby has said, and know that prior to Bobby getting with Whitney, he was using cheap street drugs, or maybe vice versa, was who introduced somebody to something else.
Wow. That's right. 100% right. Yep, so, Nikki, we're going to talk about, let's talk about racism. The reason I'm switching the strip right here on racism, that was a very terrifying discovery, not death. It was at Brother Rice High School, an all-boys high school. They used a noose, put it around this black kid's neck. One of the Caucasians told him, if you talk to my sister, we're going to kill you. Put the noose around his neck and call him the nigger. Use the N-word. And some of the Caucasians said, well, we don't think it's a hate crime. And the boy's mama worked for the state's attorney's office. Now, what kind of woman is that? What is she teaching in her home? She has to be teaching something negative in her home. The kid had to use two fingers to separate his throat and the rope to keep him from dying, because it only takes 3 minutes to cut off your circulation, then you die. So the woman, the Caucasian girl, set him up, told him, come on over to do some homework. He went over there, lured him over there, and that's when they did it to him. And this happened January the 30th, and Channel 9, Channel 7, Channel 5, Channel 2, I want to know, why didn't they bring it to the forefront? They hid it. But it was on Fox News the other night at 4 o'clock in the morning, Channel 32. Because so many people complained about it, they couldn't let it not go public no more. What in the world is going on? Where is our justice at? Jesse Jackson, where you at? Where are our so-called leaders at? We don't have no leaders. We need to step up as a group and do something about this. We definitely, ministers, where you at? You get in the front of the camera when little stuff happens and you want all the kudos like you're an actress. You know who you are. I don't have to do no name dropping. Ministers, y'all ain't no ministers. Y'all are pretenders. Want to get in front of the camera just to show your face like you done did something because you are a minister. You ain't. That's wrong. Do something about it now. I'm an activist. I can't do it by myself, because every time I get out here, me and a handful of people trying to do something, all the people that's complaining about the situation, they don't even come to the forefront. What's going on? We going to keep on taking it up the butt. Yeah, I'm saying it like that. and let people do what they want to do. We can't let people do us any kind of way and think it's okay. And they only talking about it ain't no hate crime. What kind of crime is it then? Anytime you use a noose in a nigger word, yeah, I'm saying an N word, that's a hate crime. Why you got to say nigger for? Why you got to be specific describing that individual? Why couldn't he just not say anything? Why you got to use a noose because your sister want to date an African American? Something wrong with that. That ain't right. I'm here to tell you, all y'all so-called leaders, if you step up, I'm stepping up. I'm with y'all 100%. Jesse Jackson, where you at? Everything else happened out there with the killing out in Calumet City and the kids you out there on that. I would sure like to see you and your entourage on this particular piece because this is wrong, too. That was a kid could have been dead. They said, oh, we didn't mean to do it. 3 minutes all it took. He could have died. Ladies and gentlemen, call in. Are you scared? Call in. Let's talk about this here. 646-478-5209. That's 646-478-5209. Call in. What's wrong with us? Why are we so afraid to step up and stand up? Why are we so afraid to voice our opinion when it comes down to anything? Why is everything so okay? Long as they see 80% of society, or even African Americans, they don't care about your problems. And the other 20% glad it ain't happening to them. That's why they ain't standing up. That's why you all ain't calling in. Y'all don't want to voice y'all opinion. Call me and let me know what you think. Is that a hate crime or is that okay? Brothers and sisters, if y'all don't call in and y'all don't want to discuss this, y'all make me think something wrong with y'all. It ain't about black and white that we hate. I like them all. I got white folks in my family, Puerto Ricans, everything in my family. But the thing about it is justice, and justice for all. Justice, I mean, come on, y'all. You got Lawless Radio, Lawless Radio. You definitely got Lawless Radio. On the show with Johnny Westmore, and my co-host, Nikki Harvey, that's Lawless Radio, Zone Coverage. Call in. Nikki, you have anything to say towards this? I call it a hate crime.
I call it a hate crime also. And I even have an even bigger issue with it, is the fact that it stayed hidden. And then the fact that the police wanted to question whether or not how it should be charged. And I have a problem with the teenagers that were even interviewed when they said, yeah, it was wrong, but we don't think that it constituted as being a hate crime. The moment they put the noose around the young man's neck, and the moment they begin to call him the N-word, what's being taught in that home? He learned that somewhere. And for it to be so embedded in him like that, it has to come from home. I need some people to speak up. I mean, I think it's horrible. And the young man, if you look online and look up the story and read it, it was in the Southtown newspaper. Fox 32 ran it for just a moment. But why wasn't it on Channel 2, Channel 5, Channel 7? I mean, are we not that important? Is this what we've come to now? I think we need to read the Willie Lynch letters.
But, Nikki, also you were saying that, I mean, it was something else about not just that. What about the and his parents, a state prosecutor or something, and something of that nature?
The article says that his mother works for the state attorney's office.
You know, that's even more embarrassing. If you got somebody working in a state attorney's office, you begin to raise a bigger question. How many people was railroaded? Am I right, Nikki?
I mean, if that's how you want to look at it, if that's your opinion about it.
Yeah, that's my opinion. But how many more people was railroaded in the system by the prejudice? You know, I feel sorry. I really do. When the Almighty Yahweh come back, when God come back, you know, it's going to be something going on. See, it's a lot of intimidation going on. And let me tell you something, people. We are strong individuals. We, as black people, we have so much power. Let me tell you something. We have so much power. All we have to do is utilize it. In the universe. Let's do it right now. Let's help somebody. Pray for somebody. Hold somebody's hand. Touch and grieve in a prayer. Ask God to show you the revelation what we stand for, y'all. How can we be so ignorant to a lot of things, just letting so many things go on like it's okay because it's not our children. It hurt me because that's an Afro-American. Other races stick together. Why can't we stick together? You can see the Hispanics. They'll work on a temp job. Six or seven of them living in the same household. They'll work that temp job, the same temp job, all six of them. They'll make $9 an hour. If you figured you work nine, that's 8 hours, nine times eight, that's $72 a day. Come on now. You multiply that. That's 72. That's 350 a week, something like that. So if there's six people in the household bringing home 350 a week, well, after tax, say 250. Come on now. You're looking at you're looking at some serious money. It might be a couple thousand a week. That's $8,000 a month. And then 6 months later, they got Tahoe trucks, Cadillac trucks. Then they got another home because they made their lip money work. But for us, we make their lip money. We go splurge with the lip money and looking for something else, and we have no help as it is. Come on, y'all. Something wrong with this picture. When are we going to wake up and stick together? It's unreal. You know, it's just so much going on in this world today, Nikki, till it just, you don't even know where to start. You don't know where to end. Because it's like monkey in the middle playing dodgeball. Everybody got a ball. Everybody getting tagged. What do you think about that, Nikki?
Well, I look at it several different ways. First of all, a month ago when they had the Asian young man was when he was a part of the hate crime and he was lured and attacked, it was horrible. But every national network, every piece of media had that story. What's wrong with our community? And why aren't we screaming out about it? You know, there was a young lady on the blog that made a statement about we need to minimize this and stop talking about it. And she was African-American. That's amazing to me. Why should we minimize it and stop talking about it? This is an outward show of some teens showing you their hatred that they're dealing with and the things that they're being taught in their home. So what about the hidden racism that's going on? And why aren't we not talking about the hidden racism? And how long are we going to deal with that? Now, by no means necessary am I accusing his parents of teaching him anything like this. But somebody knew that the young man had a problem with other races. And why would he choose the news? I just have a number of questions behind it. I mean, I believe a lot of times, I have friends who are of other ethnicities, and when we go places, they actually feel like they have what I call complexion compliment because I'm white. You're supposed to ask me, do I order first before the rest of the people at the table? And it happened. They may, you know, people may say that, you know, oh, that's not true. That's just how you're taking it. No, that's what happened. And in our society, let's look at the TV. And let's be real. Let's call it real talk. If you look on TV, how many dark-skinned African-Americans do you see these people on TV saying are beautiful? You don't. You see light-skinned people that they say are beautiful. And you see that they use the Willie Lynch letters to work against us to make it racism inside of our own heritage. You know what I'm talking about, Johnny, the light skins against the dark skins. You know, there used to be a point in the time inside of our own community that if you were darker than a paper bag, you couldn't come to the party or you couldn't come in the house. And that's because they were taught that by their slave master because they were trying to be something that they were not. They could not embrace their own culture. You have people who are biracial and they don't want to choose one or the other culture, and I'm not saying that they need to choose. They don't want to say I'm biracial. They'll say I'm white because they don't want to identify with being African-American. It happens all the time. And then upon sight, people here will look at you and say, oh, they're black. People tell me that all the time. I love being black, but I'm biracial. But because you can't see it. So, you know, let's talk about what we see with our eyes and what we do by habit and how we deal with it. I mean, I think that's who can call in and be candid and honest about that? Who can call in and say, I've been racist in my own community? Who can call in and identify with self-hatred? Because when you can't identify with racism inside your own community, you are only dealing in self-hatred. Let's take a drop behind that. Yeah.
Yo, what up? This your girl, Macy Couture, repping Phoenix, Arizona, and I got it locked on Lawless Radio.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Nevermore, Crucial Conflict. You know what I'm saying? Lawless Radio, all day, every day. You play it, you hear it, you did.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. You got Johnny Westmore on the show with Johnny Westmore. And you got my lovely co-host, Nikki Harvey. Zone coverage. We got zone coverage. The reason I call it zone coverage is because, see, when you're on the football field, God put it in my heart. He say, well, if you playing zone defense, you can look, you can prevent, like a prevention. You see everything that's ahead of you, so you'll cover everything. Being street smart, book smart, and spiritual smart, I mean, God have given me the ability to talk about anything. I talk about any religion, and from Buddhism and Muslim, all that stuff. I know about it all. I don't have to agree with it, but I know all about it because God instilled it in my heart to understand it. And ladies and gentlemen, I ask that you all call in. Call a friend. Call a neighbor. Tell us what you think about some of the topics we're talking about. Come on. Now, I know you guys got something you want to say towards the racism, and let your voice be heard. You know, this is what's wrong with us now. We don't speak up. We don't talk up. We just want to sit back and listen all the time. Well, I guarantee you this, though. Keep on being a listener, because the ones that's listening, I guarantee you, you ain't no hearer, because the ones that's listening is going in one ear out the other, and if it ain't, you're not applying it to your own life or try to help somebody that might be in a racism situation or a relationship situation. You ain't applying it to your own life. Is that why you ain't calling in? I don't know. Call in and jump in a conversation with us. We want to hear your opinion. Your opinion counts just as well as what we're saying on the app. You know, we want to hear some comments and some good talk and all that good stuff. So, Nikki, we're going to also talk about, you know, our children. You know, did you see – they had the little girl. A guy picked the little girl up in Walmart. I don't know. I think it was in Georgia. And the little girl was kicking and fighting. She strolled off in another aisle and kicking and fighting. And she didn't go down without a fight. And the guy put her down because he didn't want to be embarrassed. If he would have continued to take the little girl out the store, they would have seen that. There's a behavior. They would have locked them up. But they called him and they locked them up anyhow. So we have to be mindful and protect our children, boys and girls, especially our little girls. I mean, there's so many predators out here, and each year and every month, they're letting them out of jail, and they're coming to the suburbs. They're coming all over. Something is wrong with them people. We have to, you know, be overprotective of our children. Think about that, Nikki.
Well, I think it's true. I mean, but where was the parent at? Who was watching their baby?
Well, the parent was in another aisle, and a little girl wandered off in another aisle. And to me, I don't think they should lock her up, but I think she should have to pay a fine. Because what if that guy would have got out with that little girl, another seduction? So I think she should be heavily fined. Teach her a lesson. She ain't got to do no jail time. You know, if it happened again, I hope it don't. Lock her up. This time, she needs to pay a fine. You don't let off the ropes like that. That is child neglect. You're supposed to keep an eye on your child all the time. When I leave out my house, my daughter starts taking 4 or 5 steps down the steps. No, you're not, Nell. And she stops and look. I say, you stay right there. Matter of fact, come back up here. Even though it's a closed door, it's a secure building, but I ain't saying my neighbors are crooks, but they can snatch you in too. But no. Mm-mm. We got to pay close attention to our kids and know their whereabouts at all times. The seasons are changing. The weather is going to change. A whole lot of more crazy stuff is going to go on. So, Nikki, what do you think about that?
Well, I agree. I think it's horrible. But, I mean, you know, you can't watch somebody every moment of the day. I mean, children do wander off and children do things, but I just think you need to be more mindful.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna pay some bills and play one more song for you guys. While you listen to this song, do me a favor. Get your mind right. Think about what you're going to say. Call in. You have a chance to do it. If we pause briefly for station identification, you got Zone Courage on the show with Johnny Westmore and Nikki Hart.
Thank you. close. I've been wanting to make love to you real slow. I know you see me smiling, but I'm for real though. I'm finna give it to you like I'm on them pills. So if you ain't ready for it, just let me know. I don't sleep around, but at this I'm a pro. Baby, I know this is what you've been waiting for. So relax and let me enter your love door.
Gentlemen, you back. We are back on the air. You got Lawless Radio. You got Lawless Radio on a show with Johnny Westmoe and my lovely co-host, Nikki Harvey. Zone coverage. You definitely got Johnny Westmoe in zone coverage. We are going to also continue to talk about our children. Where are all those missing children? Why are we being left out? There are so many African-American children that's missing, and they're not doing nothing. Like, a good friend of mine, Pastor Ira Acker, the minister at Greater St. John Missionary Bible Church, is he's been missing for, I think, 2 or 3 years. And he's keeping the heat on the police superintendent. He need to, because I think she was like 16 years old. I know her first name, but her last name is Acker. She's been missing. And are they really looking for her? Are they really trying to find out? Let it have been a Caucasian. They had the dogs, the airplane, the helicopters, the boats, everybody. They sound like that, like something happened somewhere, I think it was one of these suburbs, when that guy did something. They had him so quick and make it look like they was out there waiting for him to commit the crime. They got him so quick. African American did something to a Caucasian. How come when our children are missing, we don't hear nothing about it? Why they not pushing the issue? They're trying to find our children. What do you think about that, Nick?
Are Missing. That's a new show that's on TV One.
What they talk about, all the African-American children that's missing, Nick?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, you know, we need to stick together. You know, if we see any type of abduction or whatever, I mean, just we need to be able to identify predators. Keep your eyes open at all times. The reason I'm saying it is because it's going to get warm outside. The economy is bad. A whole lot of stuff is going on. You don't know what's on people's mental stage, what's on their mind. And how was their day? What's going on with them? And they take so much, you know, we take so much for granted that it can't happen to ours. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It can happen to ours. Do we have to wait till it happens to ours and cry wolf and cry, oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy? Come on, y'all. Let's not let it get to that point. You know, we don't want to let it get to that point to help the next person. Let's stop it now. You know, keep an eye on your children. And all you people that's out there that's supposed to be so-called investigating these missing children, I'm going to say African-American children because the African-American children, nobody seems to be talking about. Every now and then, they'll bring a topic up when somebody put the heat on them, but after 3 weeks or a month, you know, they'll tell you they're investigating, but you hear nothing else about it. We don't know that, you know, we can't say that they will find a person, but at least make an effort and follow the leads and stuff. Come on. The FBI is quite smart from cell phones and all kind of stuff. You can find a way to try to come up with something. Let us know that you're trying. But at this point, I don't think nobody's trying. Nikki, do you think anybody's really trying 100% to try to find out missing?
I want to say that I believe that the officers who are assigned these cases, I do believe that they are working to try to find these children. I can't, you know, say that they're not working to try to find these kids. I do believe that they're working to try to find these children. You know, it's just horrible that the babies are missing. You know, what my issue is these predators. What makes these people act like that? Where did they find these set of people at that they have to be predators against children?
You know, Nikki, my thing is, with all these women out here, and sex is so easy to get in these days. I mean, it's like going to the store, buying an old piece of cookie. What they call them, Nikki, a stage plank. I went way back in the 70s or 80s, stage plank. It's so easy. I mean, why you got to prey on little innocent children? They didn't actually even be here. And they prey on them. They prey on the boys. They prey on the little girls and to molest them and try to take them and stuff. Something wrong with their mind. Sickening. I mean, like I say, Nikki, God is going to do the Y2C on people. It's going to be a lot of stuff going on in 2012 that we don't want to see. And like I said, I tell people, even with the weather, Nikki, they complaining. Oh, it's summer. Ooh, it feels so good outside. I don't want it to feel good, 50 degrees all year round in Chicago, because, you know, the sun is lining up with the earth for the first time in the history. Ladies and gentlemen, know your history and know what this means. Danger. Because the sun lining up with the earth, the royal already off asking because of the tsunami. And come on, ladies and gentlemen, it's just like saying if you get too close to the oven, what happens? It gets hot. You get burned if you get too close. Well, the sun is not going to get that close, but we're going to get burned and die, but there will be tragedies. Because if it was over 100 degrees in Texas, 69 straight days, guess what? If there was 108 last year, there'll be 116 and 120 this year. Chicago, 91 last year, a couple times. We will witness some 100-degree temperatures because the iceberg is melting and there are already solar storms going on. Are we paying any attention to this? I see some flowers growing, Nikki. If the flowers and the birds are confused, the Bible says you will not know the seasons. And that's what's happening now. Time is moving so quick, time don't wait on nobody. The flowers confused, the birds confused. I seen a fly in my house, Nikki. A fly? In February, even in January, I'm like, what, a fly? They confused. What they doing out? They don't know what time it is. The flowers don't even know what time it is. Now it's cold, 8 degrees the other night. I was looking at the weather, nigga. You know it's supposed to be 47 degrees Saturday? Back close to 50 again? What is going on? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what's going on. We better pay attention. you know, it's bad enough the Indians didn't see past 2012. No, the world is not going to end, but a lot of things in it will be destroyed. I'm not here to scare y'all. I'm here to tell y'all the true gospel. You better read Revelations and a whole lot of other books. You know, it's happening right here today. It's been going on way back here. But the thing about it is, it's happening very quickly, very frequently. Everything is happening so frequently. Let me tell you something. Back to us, we are God's chosen people. No matter how you say it, what you think, how it's cut. I'm going to give you a prime example. I'm going to educate you all. If you look at the dollar bill, you got a pyramid, and you got an eye. The pyramid is cut in half. You got an eye on the back of the pyramid. Get you a dollar bill and look at it. Everybody think it's about the Masons and all that. That ain't what it is. The eye represents an act of evil. That's the government. That's the act of evil. The Caucasian is looking to see who the next Messiah is. They thought Malcolm X was the Messiah. He got killed. They thought Martin Luther King was the Messiah. He got killed. The eye represents an act of evil. Come on. Show me somewhere in the history book where it says how long the African-American been in America. We don't have a birthright. The Caucasian do. They only been here 6,000 years. If you get some black paint and you get some white paint and green paint and you stir it up with color, you get a dark color. Don't you know everything come from us? We need to understand this. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Pay attention to what's going on in the United States of America, in this world. Look at the reserve dollars. You see a guy, in God we trust, you see a guy reserves on them bills. Back in the days, if I would have took a note and say, I want a stick of butter or some flour, a gallon of milk, that would be my word, my bond, my letter, my note would be my bond. But since they messed it up and abused that privilege, that's why I say it's reserve currency. So now what's going to happen is it go even deeper. Just like Omar Gaddafi, them coins and stuff he had, gold coins. Yeah, he wanted to people to get the coins, United States of America to get the coins or whatever to purchase the gas or whatever, but that was a man of God. See, you got to know and understand. It talks about Syria, about like the president over there doing all that bogus stuff. He next. Them leaders from the Middle East, they got to go in order for the Lord to come. Pay attention, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on in Egypt and all these other places. They've been fighting all the time, but it's very frequent now. Something's going to happen. Why are we here? We're going to witness the power and the glory of the Almighty God in a short period of time. And I'm going to tell you something. I advise people to pray, and I'm going to tell you why. At this specific time, God showed me stuff. I'm not saying I'm better than you all. He chose me in my mother's womb. Pray every day if you don't remember, if you can remember, from 3:11 p.m. to 3:14 p.m. 3 minutes. Pray. If y'all don't know the reason why I'm saying this, call in. You got Lawless Radio, 646-478-5209. That's Lawless Radio, 646-478-5209. You definitely got Johnny Westmoreland and my co-host, Nikki Harvey, zone coverage. I'm going to tell you why. You don't have to call in for that particular reason. I'm going to tell you why. God, I can't tell you when he's coming, but use common sense. The busiest part of the day, he said, when I come, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, I am Lord. 3 o'clock is a third of the day. Now, you look at this. Everybody is doing everything. People on their way to get home from work, selling dope, soliciting, doing everything at 3 o'clock. God despises a busy body. That's the busiest part of the day. It's 3 o'clock p.m. So 3:11 and 3:14, watch out. Pray. Just pray. In that short period of time, 3:11, 3:14, 3 minutes of prayer. Tell Jesus, thank you. In the midst of anything, just stop and tell them thank you. And let me tell you how strange it is. Put this on y'all heart. Daylight saving time was moved this year. This is the earliest it's ever gotten light outside. March 11th. What's that date, y'all? Somebody help me. That's 3:11. Now, I've been saying this for the last few years, pray. Everybody know me. I send them text messages out, pray, from 311 to 314. How come it is? They like saving time, March the 11th. Is that ironic? 311, and I say pray at 311? Come on, man. Come on now. I'm not just talking to hear myself talk. God is showing me some stuff. And he said people perish for the lack of knowledge. And I'd be a doggone fool if I know some things and not share it amongst people. That's what he wants me to do. It's share it amongst the people. We got some ain't going to believe it because they content. They've been doing the same thing for so long, they don't want no better. They don't want to educate themselves no better. They think it's okay. Guess what, y'all? It ain't okay. It ain't okay because a lot of us is going astray. Our pastors are not teaching us, is not giving us the true gospel that we should have. We need some meat. We need to be fed the true stuff. You know, it ain't about that hooping and hollering all over the church. I don't like all that stuff. Get to the point. I'm not saying my church no better than none, but I go to Mars Hill, Lake and Mayfield, Pastor Storrs. That's my pastor. We get in at 8 o'clock, praise and worship to 8:30. He come out. He preach and teach till about 9, 10, do the announcement, get the offering, pray. We out of there, 9:20, 9:30 tops. It don't take no 3 hours to sit in a church. I wish I would. For what? How many hours have you taken in 3 hours in a church? Why do it take all that? They ain't going to make you get to heaven. I know people stay in church all day. They think they're going to get to heaven quicker, Nikki. They ain't getting no heaven no quicker because they spend 7 hours in a church on a Sunday and cut up on a Monday.
Some demons need to be in there 3 hours.
Well, even if they be in there 3 hours, they still ain't going to help them. They could be in there 5 hours. It ain't going to help them. Maybe in there 2 days, got shut-ins. Some of them be in there for shut-ins, knowing dead doggone well when they get out of the shut-in, they're going to hit the booze or do whatever they've been doing. I ain't gonna condone that. But anyway, I'm going to bring y'all a prayer before we close this show. Maybe next week, you all will call instead of just listening or hearing. Jump in. Jump out. Most gracious Lord, we come humble to you right now, Lord. I thank you for this show. I'm going to thank the chairman, T.R. Core, a good friend of mine. I've known him for many moons. And I send a shout out to the chairman, Thomas Lewis, out of Atlanta, Georgia. Lord, I ask that you give everyone traveling grace and mercy. Give me traveling grace and mercy as I get back from the studio to my destination. Lord, I just want to say thank you. I have some precious, special prayer for my daughter, Janaea. God keep us. Let her continue to do well in school. And bless my child mother, Deidre, that she continue to be a great caretaker for my daughter. And bless all the ones that's close to me. Nikki Harvey, my co-host, who's been through a lot. You know, you don't even know her story, but next week I'm gonna let her tell you about her story. So if anybody going through something, you'll be able to identify it, and you'll have some hope because she's a living testimony, a living witness. I love her. Anytime God can bring you through what she's been through and still go through a couple things here and there, that ain't nothing but God, the Almighty God. He strengthened her, and, you know, she takes care of her dad and her, and even when she's going through. So anytime you go through your trial and tribulation and still take self out the way, God loves you. He endures that. And God also said, even your struggle, single parents, God is going to pay you for your labor. So it's help on the way. The baby father ain't there. The baby mama ain't there. Just keep it trucking. Keep it moving. God will pay you for your labor. I'm a firm believer in that. So, you know, God bless you all. I ask him to plead the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit amongst you, the rooftops. Let no harm, hurt, or danger come your way. No illnesses or nothing. Until next week, I'm going to let Nikki Harvey sell a couple closing remarks. This is Zone Coverage. Zone.
Just like to say to the listening audience, stay tuned. He'll have great topic coming up for you on next week. Remember to listen to, you can also hear me and also Johnny Westmoreland nightly on Sunday between the hours of 10 and 12 at WRLL, which is 1450 on your AM radio dial, or you can listen to us at WRLL.1450.com on the Garfield Major Show. Also remember the Nikki Harvey Show on Saturdays between the hours of 12 and 1. I do apologize. That's 12 and 1 on Saturday between the hours of 12 and 1. And remember, you have Lawless Radio right here. If you want to have a comment, send us an email. Thanks, Johnny.
God bless you all. Take care. Believe in the impossible that God will cover all. Peace out. Love y'all. Zone.